Bon Jovi, Lay Your Hands on Me, eventually. We get to the song. 10:07, Jason's unusual classic cut on a Wednesday. A couple of notable things about the Milwaukee Brewers game from last night. One, an important win to start off a homestand against a very good Giants team. They led 3-0. The starting pitcher gave up a three-run homer to make it 3-3. And then the recently acquired Gerardo Parra, who we said might be one of those bargain buys in a trade that has a big impact. He had a huge impact last night. He had a solo shot in the seventh to make it 4-3. And then the former Arizona Diamondbacks, acquired in a trade just last Thursday, has a fabulous catch. That was a foul ball, right? Yeah. Fabulous catch on a foul ball. Just a beauty. In the eighth, big, big out, because it looked like the Giants might be rallying. Two on, big out. Then in the ninth, there was a close play at first, two out, and the guy was ruled safe. And with K-Rod, you just never want anyone on base. It's just, boy, the New York Mets, 30 minutes of terror, that was true. He can be that way. Other times he can be just, and you're done. It was reviewed, and I still find it interesting, all reviews happen at MLB headquarters in New York versus the way the NFL does it. Reviewed, you're out! And the game was over. I think baseball does it better than football. I absolutely agree. Here's what I find interesting. Here's what instant replay in the MLB has taught me. My impression, and I said this on the air before from watching baseball, it didn't seem like, in terms of safer out on base, it didn't seem like they got many of those wrong to me. As I would watch the replays, I was amazed at what I considered the percentage rate of the umpires to get that call right. Now, everyone knows how they do it at first base. You know, it's either mitt base or base mitt. They do it by sound because, you know, the foot on the base sounds kind of like that, and the ball in the glove kind of sounds like that. No one denies that. Your ears are going to work better than your eyes in that way. As I've seen before the replay, I've seen close play after close play after close play, and I was amazed at how few they get wrong. It seems as though there's an overturned safe out at base in almost every game I watch. I thought Major League umpires got very, very, very few of those wrong. I mean, I really did. And I'm really surprised at how many they do get wrong and how many have been overturned. I'm really surprised. And that one, actually, I thought was close. I thought they might have said that was too close to call, you know, to overturn. I actually thought that's what I thought was going to happen. When he went out, I was a little surprised, pleasantly so, because then the game was over. It's kind of history-making for the Milwaukee Brewers. A game ends on an overturned call. I don't know if it's the first time it's happened in MLB. It's the first time for the Brewers. And it just, I am really surprised at how many of those you are seeing around Major League Baseball with the review now. I like it. I think it works very well. Usually doesn't take too long. That one took a while, but I think understandably so. I wonder if, probably not, I wonder if the NFL would ever consider that centralized review, where you've got someone in New York watching every, you know, assigned. There are different people assigned to Major League Baseball games. I think taking it out of the stadium is a good idea. I really do. You shouldn't be your own jury, you know, as to whether you got the call right. No emotion. That's right. Yeah, not the emotion of the crowd, not the emotion of having to reverse yourself, not nothing. Not yourself, but I mean even being upstairs, you know what I mean, in the stadium. Then there's this. I mentioned earlier, Jason thinks the Packers are jinxed. Offensive lineman Don Barclay, it appears, has a torn ACL. Have we heard that definitively? That's what they were believing. But if he is down for the season, it's a huge loss on the offensive line. I mean, really, really big. Indications are a torn ACL, but I still don't hear anything definitive. If he's gone for the season, because one of the things you felt really good about was a much improved offensive line and much improved depth at the offensive line. Jared Aberderis already out. You're just starting to get the, and these torn ACLs, you know, with hammies and stuff like that, you can look at conditioning and other things. Then there's this story, and you can decide whether this is a sports story or not. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, photos surfaced on the internet with him, and this is just my favorite word, cavorting with two very young women. And by very young women, I'm guessing that Jerry Jones had his AARP card before these women were born. You think I'm right about that? It's got to be pretty close. He's had his AARP card for about 20 years if they offered his when he was 50, 71. I shouldn't say this, but in one photo to me, he does appear to look intoxicated. What's weird, he's got his hands over her clothes on the breasts of a young blonde woman. And in another photo, there is a woman with her head near his groin area. Very near. Very near. But how these got on there is weird. This guy who claims to be the son of God, all right, nestled. You want me to be accurate? Nestled. The guy who posted them claims to be the son of God. No, not that one. Apparently there's another one. And he says this was part of an effort to extort money from Jerry Jones, which it kind of looks that way to me, to be honest with you. Yeah, but does he look like he knows he's being photographed? He kind of does. She obviously does. So does the other woman. It actually does look like an attempt to blackmail him. But it's just a weird, weird story. And I don't know what the fallout from this is going to be, but it's really bizarre. I will say this, and I think very little of Jerry Jones. I'm not a fan. I'm going to withhold judgment here because I don't know what happened. I really don't. I know I'm not trying to let him off the hook. I'm just saying, I really don't know. I'm not saying he was set up. I'm saying, looks like he could have been set up. To me, he looks in that one picture very drunk. Not, well, that one, but the other one, Jason. where he's with the blonde and he's got his hands cupped over her breasts, over her clothes. He just looks lost. He looks like dazed and confused. And I don't know what happened there. And the bizarre rantings of the guy who did post this, all just very, very weird. Straight ahead, I guess you could say we buried the lead. I'll discuss briefly the big story of the day. It's big because it very possibly affects you personally. Well, why did you wait so long to get to it then? I'll let you figure that out. It's 10:17.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.